from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From Carson Wentz, once Wentz got in the game for Patrick Mahomes. That's exactly what we wanted to see from Worthy. We wanted to see it in week one selfishly. We got our fix. We're not going to probably see him much, if at all, on Thursday against Chicago. So that was a nice tease and appetizer of hopefully what's to come throughout this season from Xavier Worthy. That was, I think, much needed for his own confidence, too, because we had Nate Taylor in studio last week. Like, you know, it'd be nice to build up his confidence, have some success right away. I know it was preseason, but for him, his first couple passes thrown his way, to catch them, to have that impact, I think is a really good sign for his confidence heading into the season.
And to get it on a long third down, the first catch was probably the best one, because it's a long third down and they got to go down the field and they're essentially running like a version of Jet Chip Wasp, where he just kind of sits in that soft zone deeper to the part of the field and they just get to kind of like dunk it in there as he stands all by himself. No, that was the most confident I have felt in Xavier Worthy. And I think what's happened for me on Worthy is I have, and I think reasonably so, watched him enough now that my expectations have changed for him for the better. Slowly but surely, I have gone higher and higher on where I think his total is. Do I still think he's going to be over the 750 yardage total he was and probably still is? No. I mean, there's a level of optimism. I'm only willing to go so high. But in the early stages, I told you I thought maybe a 500-yard receiver, because they're still going to throw to Kelsey and Hollywood and Rashee Rice. And I think Rashee Rice could be in for a really big year, and we can talk about that later too. But I think Xavier Worthy has proven his role is not a role that he shares with anyone else on the team. What they're going to ask him to do is not a shared responsibility. It is his and his alone. And the fact that they are putting him in that position means I think they're going to use him more than I had originally thought, which is actually good. This is actually more in line with what I thought. You know what my problem was? Is like every year we have to have these conversations like, well, they don't really use first-round wide receivers. I'm like, what the hell do the Chiefs spend their first-round picks on if they're just never going to use them? Use your first-round pick. I like this plan better versus last year where it's a redshirt year for Felix and Udike Uzama, and they admit that. If they essentially give Worthy a half redshirt year and he's a 450-yard guy, well, then why are you spending first-round picks on guys who aren't immediate contributors?
All right, so the whole redshirt thing, let's start with that. Like that, no, I don't think anybody thinks they're redshirting him here in 2024. If he ends up with 400 yards or 700 yards, it doesn't mean that it is all about usage. Some of it is usage, but not all of it. Like there, if he has 500 yards, it doesn't mean the Chiefs didn't use him enough. I disagree with that notion. Like, cause if that's going to be the takeaway, that would be interesting to see how the season plays out. If we're going to say,
it would depend on, yeah, I don't think all 500 yards are created equally.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. So I agree with you there. Look, I think it was a good sign what we saw yesterday or on Saturday. in the preseason game. It's what you needed to see, get him some confidence. Remember, Hollywood Brown's not out there. Was not out there. He's not going to be out there week one. We don't believe it. Could, maybe he's not out there week two. That's the other part. So right now, you're right that nobody else has the same role as him. I disagree a little bit that if Hollywood Brown was available, would he have his own route tree? No, I think Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy will both be the deep threat for this football team as the season progresses. But there's an opportunity, no question, right out of the gate now for Worthy as he builds up his relationship with Patrick Mahomes now that Hollywood Brown's going to be missing because he is now really the only true deep threat until Brown is available. So I agree with you. What was most promising about that one play on the call there from Mitch is, and you alluded to just the type of route, how many times last year we say, who can win one-on-one battles? They don't have anybody that can win one-on-one battles.
And that was true.
And until Rashee Rice came on the scene, they didn't have anybody that could win one-on-one battles other than, you know, Travis Kelce, but they were double teaming. I mean, it's just
triple teaming. I don't know.
Worthy won a one-on-one battle, albeit, perspective for a second, against number twos for the Detroit Lions, but he won the one-on-one battle. That's what they need from him. That's how he gets on the field a lot more this season.
Sure. I mean, and I'm just more confident in his ability to do that than I was to start this. And it's not crazy. It should be that way. He is a first-round pick at wide receiver. Most, and it doesn't always work out that way, most other teams' plans when they take a first-round pick at wide receiver are to play that player immediately, as in they should probably be their, what, third or fourth target, second or third target in the offense immediately. Look at Zay Flowers last year. I can give, even like Rashee Rice, who's a second-round pick, not a first. That's pretty commonly the strategy. We think Rome Odunze and Marvin Harrison, and those are taken higher.
But yeah, look, I love Xavier Worthy, but I don't think we need to put him in the Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison Jr., Rome Odunze category.
No, those are number one guys. But if you're still taking a guy in the first round, they should be a primary target for you in year one. Year one. Not year two or three or four, year one. They should be able to find a way by the end of the regular season to make him one of your primary targets.
There, you said it right there. By the end of the season, I think that's where it becomes an issue. Is like, so what Drew's about to say, I guess. Like, I think we have seen, usually they don't make him the primary guy right away. Because of the Hollywood Brown injury, Drew, that might actually happen this year.
Even with Hollywood Brown, from day one, I've said he needs to be the number three wide receiver on the team, and I know that the whole rookie thing with Andy, but I think that Patrick Mahomes covers up a lot of what other quarterbacks would. Patrick Mahomes doesn't need Xavier Worthy to play number three wide receiver snaps. He doesn't need it. He showed it last year. If Xavier Worthy went anywhere else, then I think he would be at minimum a number three wide receiver for one, where he was picked, and two, just what he's been able to showcase in the preseason. So the way that I look at it is, yes, Justin Watson is a more, I don't know if you can even say that he trusts him more now because of the time that Xavier Worthy's been able to get to play over the course of training camp in these two games. But we know what Justin Watson is. Why would you not play the guy that you picked in the first round? Because he has a better chance of making plays for you than Justin Watson does. Like, Justin Watson is fine.
That's not how they operate.
Justin Watson's fine. He might be able to run a couple routes for you and get, but in order to, but I know that Patrick Mahomes doesn't need him, but can you think about how prolific nobody could be able to stop the offense? And I know that that's kind of already the conversation in case, but Justin Watson can be Mr. Reliable for you and be number four wide receiver, and that's fine. You don't even have to utilize him because you've got three other guys that are better. Why would you not play the better players?
I don't think anybody would argue with you that, of course, Xavier Worthy is the more explosive player.
Yeah, and but he might not be the better right now player.
I think,
I don't
and that's what I'm getting to.
I think,
but I think he is.
Is week one, we know so much is about trust with the quarterback, with the coaching staff. And that's the biggest asset that they have right now with Justin Watson week one. As the season goes on, and that's why I highlighted when Cody said by the end of the season. By everything you're saying, by the end of the season, I think that is how it plays out.
At the end of the year.
But his usage why hasn't what he's done this preseason show you that why would they still not trust him after what he's done?
Because I don't understand. I wasn't going to bring it up because it's not a huge deal. But if you want to know an example, he would have been called for a false start in the regular season on that catch. It's a false start on Xavier Worthy. They didn't call it. It's a good thing because we all got to experience the catch, and that was exciting.
And
like,
sometimes
plays like that are why. Like, you have to know that the guy is going to be in the right spot on a consistent basis. And I'm not telling you that Worthy cannot do that. You're asking me why would Justin Watson potentially get more
because
snaps
in week penalties?
One?
I just think it's better.
Line up properly, run the right route. Like, things like that they don't maybe trust about in knowing past experience, you're asking me why have they operated a certain way. That's what they've done in the past. Now, it could be completely different for Worthy this go around. Maybe so, but that would be why I would not be like, after week one, I would not be like shocked and stunned if Justin Watson gets more snaps than Xavier Worthy.
Well, Andrew, the reason the whole trust thing doesn't make any sense to me is because they still have Kadarius Toney on the damn team.
Well, he might get cut, Drew, in a week, man.
I know, but the fact that he's still there, I don't get why he has been the least trustworthy player from the standpoint of catching the football. Like, he got open. He couldn't catch the football. Why?
And they benched him for 9 weeks.
But for them to say,
it's a healthy scratch in the playoffs.
We trust the guy. They're showing they trust Kadarius Toney. They want him to make the team.
No, they don't trust him anymore. He's long out of the circle of trust.
They want Kadarius Toney to make the team. That's why he's still there.
I fully disagree, man. I don't agree with that anymore.
For them to keep on playing him like they did last year, they had no choice. But for them to still, I don't get why, if they didn't trust him at the end of last year, they should have drafted another wide receiver and just cut him from. They did draft another wide receiver.
I understand that, but typically teams don't just like give up on talented wide receivers. They like at least go through the motions before doing it. The other part about Justin Watson in the number 2 versus 3 or where he should be is, we all know where this will shake out. If you made me right now predict who will lead this team in receiving yardage by orders, Xavier Worthy will be ahead of Justin Watson.
Of course.
Justin Watson will just be on the field more in the early portion of the season. Doesn't mean more productive, doesn't mean any of those things, but Xavier Worthy's absolutely finishing with more yards than Justin Watson. That's a lock. There's no question about that. The real question about how this works with Xavier Worthy by the end of it is, where will he be in the pecking order by the time the season's done? Kelce will still be ahead of him. I'll just go ahead and tell you now. And I'm telling you, I think Rashee Rice is in for a big year, so I think he'll be ahead of him. The interesting target will be, how many games does Hollywood Brown, and how much of Hollywood Brown's job does Xavier Worthy steal in the number of weeks he's going to have without Hollywood Brown on the field? Xavier Worthy's probably going to be 3 or 4 on this team, unless Isaiah Pacheco becomes a significantly bigger pass catcher in this offense.
Yeah, I just don't get why he's. It's not like you're asking him to be wide receiver number 2. Like, he's. I don't even care about the production. He can go out there and get 450 yards. That's fine. He should be getting the 3rd most snaps a wide receiver on this team from day one because of how.
Well, he good is in week one. He can. In week one, Drew, he will. Brown's not there.
I'm talking about everybody's healthy. When everybody's healthy, he should be wide receiver 3. Because I would rather have 1 false start penalty and 4 catches for 95 yards than Xavier Worthy than 2 catches for 20 yards from Justin Watson and no penalties, and he has 2 and he catches both of his targets.
But what Xavier if it's Worthy 3 is, catches for 30? You know, like, you're just making, yeah, we'd all rather have your scenario. But what if it's 3 catches for 33 yards and a penalty, or 2 for 25 and no penalty? You know, like, because or a argument, missed blocking the, assignment because Pacheco would have had a 25-yard run and now it's only 4.
I think the argument that I'm making for Xavier Worthy is like what the Chiefs were trying to do for Kadarius Toney. He's the more electric player. That's why I think he should be playing. You can rely on Xavier Worthy more than Kadarius Toney based on what we've seen. That was a major question coming in, is Andy doesn't play the rookies. He's a 3rd wide receiver. He's not as trustworthy. We've seen in the preseason what he can do, and he's able to run the routes. As long as he stays healthy, he should be getting the 3rd most snaps on the team because he makes your team better than what Justin Watson does.
Yeah, so look, right now, you mentioned when everybody's healthy. Well, by the time everybody's healthy, that's probably going to be week 4, 5, or 6.
We'll sort it,
and so then we are talking about what the end goal, which we all, I think, are on the same page, which is eventually Xavier Worthy is going to end up being one of the top pass-catching options in the offense eventually. But in an offense that has Kelce, that has Rice, that does have Hollywood Brown when he's healthy, yeah, he probably is still going to be the 4th option in this offense. That's not a terrible thing. I hear you on the Justin Watson thing earlier. I would just say for, like, the sake of the point, and we got to stop bringing up Kadarius Toney as if the way that those are similar in any regard, because
nobody trusts Kadarius Toney.
Kadarius Toney is going to get
now, but
Kadarius Toney is going to be cut from this football team. So nobody's arguing that Toney or Worthy. There's no correlation between the two.
The only time they trusted Toney, Xavier Worthy wasn't on this team. And they only kind of trusted him then. And like you said, they benched him for 9 straight
weeks. I'm bringing up
Toney
because the comparison in terms of all they say is he's super fast. He's electric. He can get open.
Yeah.
Is Xavier Worthy the exact same way?
But they also played Kadarius Toney like 35% of snaps. He wasn't there. When somebody got injured last year, Drew, they didn't play Kadarius Toney. It's a false equivalency in the sense that when they did this last year and there was injuries and there was trust,
that's because
they went to Justin Watson, not Kadarius Toney, and they were never going to go to Toney.
But what I'm saying is, early in the season, Kadarius Toney was the guy until he started dropping passes. Why can't I know Xavier Worthy isn't like a vet, but why can't they trust Xavier Worthy to do the same things they wanted Kadarius to do last year?
I think they are.
Then why
Kadarius Toney played way less than you think.
Why should Justin Watson be getting more snaps in week one? That's what I'm saying. From week one.
Because Justin Watson got more snaps in week one over Kadarius Toney. Like, I mean, Justin Watson was always a more important player in this offense than Kadarius Toney, literally from the beginning.
From week one?
I think so. I'd have to look at
this. Kadarius was wide receiver one last year.
Kadarius Toney.
Week one?
Remember, he had a knee injury, but Kadarius Toney, 25% of the snaps week one. Sky Moore had 69% of the snaps. Justin Watson had 29% of the snaps. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, 63% of the snaps. Rashee Rice, 31%. Kadarius Toney had, what is that, the fifth most snaps out of the wide receivers in week one.
He
was hurt. The highest snap count that Kadarius Toney ever had last year, Drew, was week 14. He had 44% of them. Rice had 85% that week. MVS was knocked down to 33%. Justin Watson went up to 55%, and Sky Moore was at 35%. There was never a point in the season where Kadarius Toney was consistently getting even 40% of the snaps.
He's just not the right player.
I think week one, Worthy could only – you could see Worthy week one get – 28-30% of the snaps, and that would still be like the second highest that Toney got all last year. So yeah. I think what you're saying is not, I think you're good. I think you're going to be satisfied if you're worried that they're going to give more snap percentage wise to Toney last year than they're giving early on to Worthy.
I want him to get more snaps than Justin Watson. Like that, I know
that's going to happen.
He's going to eventually. I'm talking from week one against the Ravens. He should get the third most wide receiver snaps on the team. He's good.
He will get the third most behind Rashee Rice and Justin Watson. So you'll actually get what you want. He'll get the third most wide receiver snaps behind those two.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Two guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.